Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Monday of the fifth week of Lent, the 7th of April, 2014. We celebrate the memorial of St. John the Baptist de La Salle, the founder of the Christian Brothers. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. So what do you say?" They said this to test him so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. In response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. And Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we have the memorial of St. John the Baptist de La Salle. He lived from 1651 to 1719 in France. He was born in a noble family in Reims. Ordained in 1678, he shortly earned his doctorate in theology and seemed comfortably on track for a successful career in the church. Yet his life took a different and unexpected direction. It began when he took an interest in the struggles of school teachers in Reims, whom he invited to dine with him. Eventually, this became an invitation to share his home, and later a house that he established for them. He was committed to helping them see their work as true religious vocation. Not all accepted his influence, but as others were attracted, he conceived the formation of a religious congregation of consecrated laymen, the Institute of the Brothers of Christian Schools, known today as Christian Brothers. They might have endowed the order with his own wealth, but he chose instead to give away his fortune and to rely on Providence. His school soon spread throughout France and eventually beyond. In his rule for brothers, he outlined their mission to serve as ambassadors of Christ to the young, not just imparting education, but promoting through their own example the spirit of the gospel. He died today, April 7th, in 1719. He was canonized in 1900, and he's made the patron of school teachers. So we thank here in Southeast Alaska the Christian Brothers for their work, not often as school teachers, but one of their brothers did come to our diocese and eventually was trained and ordained and became a priest. And he invited his friends, who had summers off, to come up and build churches. And so they built the church of St. Anne's in Yakutat. They built the church of Sacred Heart in Hoona. And they built the hall in Petersburg. And so we have much to be thankful for to the Christian Brothers. May they have lots of vocations. In today's first reading, the long reading from Daniel, we have the story of Susanna and her wicked accusers. It's interesting, in the reading it says they had prevented their eyes to look to heaven. They had subverted their consciences. They knew what the right was to do. They knew that they should do the right thing, but they worked against their very nature of goodness and did evil. And the Lord raises up Daniel and saves the innocent Susanna. In today's gospel, we have a very guilty woman caught in the midst of adultery. Now, they brought her to Jesus in order to condemn Jesus. Right? That was the goal. But they brought her carrying stones. They were ready to stone her to death, which was the punishment. I don't know why the guy isn't also brought there to be stoned to death. It hasn't much changed, has it, in so many centuries. And so, what is Jesus doing? I imagine him kneeling down and writing the name of all the women the elders have ever looked at lustfully or had committed adultery themselves with. He's doing something. He's writing something, and it's always fascinating. What is Jesus writing? Is he writing the Ten Commandments? Is he doing his arithmetic his multiplication tables? I think he's writing down their sins. And they can see it. He can see everyone's heart. He sees our hearts. He sees, he knows us beyond our wildest imagining. It's not like we're going to keep something from Jesus. And he says, okay, if you must, the one who has never sinned can throw the first stone. And they find no one in that angry mob who is free from sin. There must have been something written on the ground that piqued their consciences. Because most of the time we wander around pretty sure of ourselves. I haven't sinned. I mean, I just went to confession last week. I'm good. Well, I think if we really saw our souls as God sees them, we would see that we fall far short of what God desires us to do. Not in any way that we're horrible and unredeemable, but really that we have no place to stand on convicting our brothers and sisters of their greater sin. Instead, we should be praying for our own conversion and theirs. So what does Jesus do? I'm sure he just embraces her and says, I neither condemn you, I condemn you not myself. Go and sin no more. And he sends her home. Now we have the same grace to say to our brother or sister who has sinned, I forgive you, I hold you harmless. Let's not get into this trouble again. Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.